Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Tuesday, July 27th. The grains closed mixed with December corn down a half a cent, 546 and a quarter. September wheat down 2.5 cents, 674 and a half. And November beans up a penny and three quarters at 1359 and a half. Well, that same pattern we talked about continued this morning. We made the highs by 9 o'clock. We were up about 30 cents in the beans, broke it as much as 32 cents off the highs, closed at a penny and three quarters higher, but, you know, a good 28 cents off the highs. Same thing in corn. We opened it up 7 higher, ran it up another 7 cents, and then broke it as much as 18 cents. Wheat, we opened up about 5 cents higher. It ran it up to about 14 higher and then broke it as much as 18 cents by the close. So it's that same pattern. We open low, move lower in the first 10 or 20 minutes, and then we start to move higher. We open higher, move higher in the first 10 or 20 minutes, and then break it again. So I don't know what's going to shake us out of this pattern, but I guess somebody with a really good weather forecast that can give us some clarity to the picture would help. The dollar was a weak again today, down 21 ticks, 92.44. But not nearly enough to entice any of the Egyptian buying out here. They continue to buy Ukrainian or Russian wheat. So we're out of that mix for the time being. The bean oil, which led the beans up yesterday, kind of dragged them down today. The December oil closed down 116 ticks at 92.61. Guys were selling oil, buying meal. Meal closed up $6, 6.10 at 361.20. You know, like I said this morning, the raindrops I see aren't that much out here. We did have a surprise shower in Chicago today. It lasted 3 or 4 minutes, and it was just a drizzle. But it looks like, you know, some of the northern areas, Wisconsin, Michigan, got some rains. But, you know, I just don't see where the water is coming from. The temperatures have definitely cooled off. Chicago's gotten down to 80, 81 degrees after being 90 degrees. But I don't see a whole lot of rain out there. Now, one of the weather forecasters at noon came out with a wetter forecast in the 10 to 14 day period. And, you know, it's certainly an improved forecast. And maybe that's what broke the market out here. But, you know, one day they put in the rain, one day they take out the rain. It's the same old stuff we deal with every July and August out here. Our yields 180 bushel corn? I don't think so. But, you know, we need another couple of really good national rains to really convince me of that. So overall, we're just doing what we've been doing, railing on weather reports that take the forecast drier, breaking when they put rain in the forecast. We didn't see any evidence of Chinese buying out here today. So, you know, we're just hacking around, trying to find some kind of clear direction. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TTS.